It's the Trivia Podcast, where I ask you questions about stuff you might not even know, but you just might if you watch TV shows
and movies. Hello and welcome to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Bryant Sheehan, and in this episode, I'll be asking questions from the other guys. Our guest today is Greg from the podcast First Issue Club. Greg, thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you. And before we get started with trivia, I'd like to talk about your podcast. You have a cool comic book podcast of your own. Can you tell us about that a little?
Yeah, it's called First Issue Club. It was kind of this idea that we formed at a bar one day after we went and picked up our comic books on Wednesday, that there wasn't really an entry point for new readers with new comic books that come out. And the easiest entry point for new readers is the first issue. So every Wednesday, we try to cover the first issues that come out that week to kind of help aid people through the muddy and murky water of the comic book landscape. And it is muddy and murky.
Interesting. When you say first issue, do you mean like, I guess, the beginning of a story?
Yeah. So about every week, three or four like number one issues come out. Now, whether that's from Marvel or DC or some of the independent indie publishers, they really want to catch people's attention. So they slap that number one on there to kind of draw your eye to the book.
And that's every week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a very expensive and rewarding hobby, but very expensive.
Wow, that's a ton. Now, some other stuff you were talking about recently in your podcast was some interesting stuff with like nerd culture and I guess how it was much less accepted before and how things, someone said how, what's that show that people like for some reason?
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. maybe like ruined some people's view of nerdom, I guess.
Sure, yeah. It's with the success of, you know, the DC and Marvel movies in the last 10 years, nerd culture has kind of gone through a new renaissance, if you will, of yes. Acceptance. And so you get the kind of over-exaggeration of those stereotypes, which we find in the Big Bang Theories and other like nerd TV shows like that. But we like to think that we're kind of quote-unquote normal nerds, and we just like to indulge in our culture without being too annoying or gatekeepy, if you will.
That's really cool. I have to ask, Stu, is there a favorite, with so many first issues, I guess, you go through, is there a recent, lesser well-known favorite that you think you could name?
Well, I'll say this. So Image Comics, which is like an independent publisher that's been around for 30 years.
Do they do Umbrella Academy?
That was Dark Horse, I think.
That was Dark Horse? Okay.
Yeah. Which they're along the same lines. Dark Horse did like Hellboy and Umbrella Academy, and I think Usagi Yojimbo's on there now. But Image is celebrating their 30th anniversary, so they are really throwing out a bunch of new first issues and new books. So if you're looking to get into some new different stuff that's not like superhero, I would suggest checking out Image Comics because they have a lot of great books, a lot of great queer representation. It's just a great publishing company to look at.
Awesome. Do you know who does, The Sandman?
Yeah, Sandman. Okay, so Sandman was on Vertigo, which is like a subsidy of DC Comics.
Right. I remember seeing, I think, Vertigo a lot. I love the movies V for Vendetta and Watchmen, which
oh, yeah.
I know are both DC, and also, you know, whenever I watch the movies, I notice the Vertigo. So mm-hmm. I did see that those two were closely related.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Natalie Portman was in V for Vendetta, and she's, you know, no stranger to superhero stuff, as we all know. So it was really great to see those made in the movies.
So what were you saying? That was there a favorite, or were you talking about Vertigo?
If you're looking for a new book, go check out Image because they're really trying to bring a lot of people in with their new book. So, I mean, you can't go wrong. There's some new stuff by Chip Zdarsky about like, I think it's like The Sins of the Black Flamingo. It's about like this queer superhero that fights crime at the same time. There's like, you know, there's just so much stuff coming out. There's some new Hellboy stuff coming out. Summertime is really when they start pushing their big blockbuster books. So if you're looking to get into comic books, now's the time to do it.
All right. Very cool. Well, before we get started with trivia, I always like to ask, do you have a favorite Will Ferrell moment?
I think one of my favorite Will Ferrell moments, you know, besides all of his SNL classic characters, is when he did that bit with his daughter, Pearl, on the Funny or Die website where she's the landlord. And he had to have the back and forth with his daughter, who was like 2 at the time, I think. And she's just berating him to no end about getting money for the rent. And the way he plays off of that is just really fun and playful.
They cut that together really well.
It was. I wonder how many takes it took, because she was just all over the place and he was really trying to sell it. So I really appreciated that.
I mean, you can tell, you know, I mean, she's barely looking at the camera. I think she's always looking like left and right, or...
Oh, yeah. She's like playing with like rocks at some time. It's like crazy.
She's always off somewhere else. But she does really capture the angry tone, I guess.
Yeah, the unhinged landlord looking for their money. They really sold it very, very well. So kudos to Pearl. And kudos to Will Ferrell for thinking of the idea. And I think Adam McKay's actually in the skit as well in the beginning.
Oh, that's right. I always love when those two work together, which, again, we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, before we get started, to my current listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate and subscribe and get some friends to do the same. You can also send in your own trivia, email the show, and sign up for my Patreon to get 4 sweet bonus episodes a month. But more on that after some trivia. Greg, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
All right. Starting with round 1, question number 1. Terry says if they were animals not in the same food chain, he would go out of his way to eat Alan. What animals does Terry call them both? Question number 2. What does Terry exclaim when he gets frustrated and says, "You can't keep me cooped up in here"? Question number 3. What does Alan yell when he pushes the accelerator the whole way down to the ground? Question number 4. The captain also has another job. Where? Question number 5. What does Danson say when they jump off the building and Highsmith asks, "You thinking what I'm thinking?" Question number 6. When Terry and Alan do a fresh start, what does Alan say they should call themselves? Question number 7. What name did Alan go by in college when he was managing dates for women? And question number 8, where did Alan learn to do his fancy driving during the car chase? All right, going back to question number 1, Terry says if they were animals not in the same food chain, he would go out of his way to eat Alan. What animals does Terry call them both?
Well, I believe he is a lion swimming in the ocean, and he's going after tuna.
If I were a lion and you were a tuna is correct in... What?
And you lose that fight 9 times out of 10.
What an awesome argument. And then the way, you know, Will Ferrell just turns that around on its head, that didn't go how you were expecting, did it?
I almost think that entire scene was improvised, because the look on Mark Wahlberg's face was it's such disbelief of what he was hearing. It was just like, he's like, we will form breathing apparatuses from kelp. It was just so bizarre. I loved it.
Yeah, how are you gonna do that? It won't be days, maybe weeks, month tops, and then we will court.
hour 45, that's all we need.
No problem. Oh my gosh. Question number 2. What does Terry exclaim when he gets frustrated and says, "You can't keep me cooped up in here"?
It's because he's a peacock and he's gotta fly.
I'm a peacock, you gotta let me fly, is correct. Come on, we gotta clear this up. Maybe with a running start. Maybe. Yeah.
Peacocks can't fly just like penguins.
Oh, question number 3. What does Alan yell when he pushes the accelerator of his car the whole way to the ground?
America!
America is correct.
I love how he confronts him. He's just like, nope, I didn't say that.
Did you do that? No. And I have to be honest, I as well have never done that before.
I haven't either. Can you? Is it possible? I always thought that was just like a funny thing to say.
There's a floor there. I wonder how fast you would accelerate if you did that.
I almost wonder if there's like a mechanism that just like cuts the engine. Because like obviously the car's just like, okay, you should not be doing this right now.
Speaking of that, I'm always curious why in a lot of car commercials it says can go like 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Who's doing that?
Who's doing that? It's the guy driving home from Taco Tuesday and the tacos are hitting and he has to make it to the bathroom. That's who that's for.
Oh my gosh. Man, and they always, I can see these people in their expensive cars going 0 to 60 after Taco Tuesday.
Just clenching. I always like that. I always memorized those statistics though in high school, because like it was like a bragging thing of just like, oh well, this car can go 0 to 60 in like 15 seconds. Like anyone gave a darn about it. Like no one really cares.
I can't tell you the last time I've counted when I've gone from 0 to 60.
But the people that have can tell you.
It's true. Who? Question number 4. The captain also has another job. Where?
He's a manager at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond is correct. Oh, I love Michael Keaton in this role.
Oh, man. Just the hard-headed captain, but also kind of brainless. It's so awesome.
He was just so perfect. You know, he's got that scene where he's in the office. Everybody come in. A little closer. Back it up. Back half a step.
Too close.
And, you know, he can be the Vulture in Spider-Man. He can be in the Birdman movie. He can be Batman.
Man, and so versatile.
Man, and even him at Bed Bath & Beyond, he was so excited.
Just amped up for his team.
Question number 5, what has to be one of my favorite movie lines ever. What does Danson say when they jump off the building and Highsmith asks, you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think he says, aim for the bushes?
Aim for the bushes is correct. Wow, I saw this in theaters and I lost it.
It's still, to this day, I've seen this movie 10 times and it still gets me because it's just like so abrupt. They just smack right into the ground.
It's insane. And it's the camera angle, too. The way the camera angles over the building.
Yeah.
You think there might be bushes down there.
Mm-hmm. No bushes.
There's nothing.
Not even a dumpster. Just nothing.
And then, abruptly the next scene starts with the Scottish bagpipes at the funeral.
Right.
And you're like, what just happened?
And even then, they're debating it. Just like, why did they jump? There wasn't even an awning.
Nobody will ever know. Oh, man. Question number 6. When Terry and Alan do a fresh start, what does Alan say they should call themselves?
Oh, this is a hard one. Is it like the Febreze brothers or something?
The Febreze brothers is correct.
Okay.
Because of how fresh we are.
And then, yeah, and then he's just like, another fresh start?
you thinking fresh start. You're going to have to accept me as I am. Ooh, man. Question number 7. What name did Alan go by in college when he was managing dates for women?
Gator.
Gator don't play.
Gator don't play.
Unreal. Unreal. And question number 8 here. Where did Alan learn to do his fancy driving during the car chase?
Oh, man. Now, this is a hard one because I've memorized so much from this movie that somehow this is kind of evaporated out of it. I want to say like a video game.
It was a video game. I'm looking for the name of that video game.
Is it like Grand Theft Auto or like Crazy Taxi or something?
Grand Theft Auto is correct.
Oh, thank God.
And again, it's just Terry saying, where'd you learn to drive like that? Grand Theft Auto. And then we have the bad guys following behind saying, someone looks like they've been playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. There's so many lines in this. It's just like, sometimes it's just like one after another. They're so quick. I love it.
I do have to say, I do think that I kind of learned reverse by playing Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We played that game a lot growing up, and I owe the fact that I back into every parking spot to Need for Speed.
Well, obviously, the creators of this video game are listening, and I'm sure they're very thankful for that.
Sure. If you need my address to send a check, please just send an email and be happy to do it. Oh, man. Well, at the end of round one, you are 8-for-8 right now.
Oof. These are tough.
Well, that was the easy round.
Oh, crap.
We are now moving on to the medium round. Round two, starting with question number 9. How does Danson reply when the reporter asks, are the rumors about him and Kim Kardashian true? Question number 10. Alan's tuna family have now developed a taste for lion and will hunt them down using a series of breathing apparatuses constructed with what? Question number 11. After the fight at the funeral ends, one detective challenges them to a fight where? Question number 12. What does Alan's app Faceback do? Question number 13. What's a call when you fire your gun in the office? And part two of that, when was Jimmy's last one? Question number 14. What kind of water does Urshan get Alan and Terry when they visit him for the first time? And question number 15. For a couple points, how many TLC references can you remember Captain making?
Ooh, this is a hot one.
Going back to question number 9, how does Danson reply when the reporter asks, are the rumors about him and Kim Kardashian true?
I believe he says, no comment, but yes, they're true.
No comment, but yes.
But yes. Man, The Rock in one of the classic roles.
Probably one of his best roles of all time.
It was basically him, but as a cop. I mean, he didn't really have to stretch it much.
No, and still he had the crazy action that The Rock does. You could have easily blend his character from Fast and Furious into what he was doing here.
Sure, sure.
You know, but man, that delivery, no comment, but yes.
But yes.
Oh, I long to make that in public one day. Question number 10, a question you answered earlier. Alan's tuna family have now developed a taste for lion and will hunt them down using a series of breathing apparatuses constructed with what?
Kelp. So funny.
Kelp is correct.
So, I mean, he's clearly thought of this.
Question number 11. What I have to imagine is one of my favorite, but also I think underrated lines of the movie. After the fight at the funeral ends, one detective challenges the other to a fight where?
I believe it's the library?
The library is correct.
Oh, whew. That's like such a schoolboy thing. Just like you, me, after school, flagpole, we're doing this.
Well, see, and that's the best part. That's what you would expect, except they were just fighting at a funeral, trying to keep it as quiet as possible.
I know. They're like huddled around to protect him. So funny.
And so the next place that they challenge to a fight is at the next most quietest place. A library.
A library.
Not outside, not at the flagpole, you know, you, me, the library. Oh my gosh. Question number 12. What does Alan's app Faceback do?
Faceback, you can take a picture of someone's face and it tells you what the back of their head looks like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yep, that's it.
Alan and his apps. It got terrible reviews out the gun, but it's going to catch on.
Yep, yep. Oh, man. Now, there was something later in the movie where I think they said they got a picture of the back of a bad guy's head, and they used his app to say what his face looked like.
Yeah, there it came into play again later in the movie.
Oh, boy. That's just great.
That's just good writing.
Question number 13 for 2 points. Let's start with part one here. What's it called when you fire your gun in the office?
So my wife and I...
Where's the story going?
Hold on. My wife and I, this is like our love story. We've watched this movie together many times. It's when mm-hmm. we first started dating. It's what we watched all the time. And about once a week, we'll go, desk pop! And just, you know, put your hand in the form of a gun and go, pop! And it's the funniest thing. We're trying to teach our son to do it, and it's just a joy.
How old is your son?
He is 18 months, so he's learning.
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady.
Whew, but a desk pop is correct. For part two of that, when was Jimmy's last desk pop?
I think September 08. And the only reason I remember that is it's such a deadpan, like, crony answer to give to your other bully friends that you're just like, that is so, like, that dude didn't even flinch because he knew what was happening. He was like, we're punking this dude, so I gotta be on my ready.
And, like, there's no way he saw this was coming, right? He just heard these guys ask a question and he just threw out a date, right? Because clearly he doesn't know what a desk pop is, right? No one's ever done a desk pop. They're so convincing.
Yes, exactly. There's, wait.
Oh, man. Question number 14 for another 2 points. What kind of water does Urshan get Alan and Terry when they visit him the first time?
Is it like, it's like, Russian water with cucumber?
Russian water with cucumber is correct. Wow, for another 2 points.
I've seen this movie too many times.
There is a song. I'm super into lo-fi music.
Heck yeah, cool.
Love it. I listen to it all the time while I'm doing work. And there's a song out there called Cucumber Water where it begins with this line here where Alan just says, the cucumber accents the water in such a way that...
In such a way that... And it gets immediately cuts off.
I love it, and I've been wanting to try it ever since.
We need to go out and get you some.
It sounds easy enough, right? I should be able to... It feels like I should be able to make this. I don't think I have Russian water, whatever that means, but...
Go to your local corner store, see if they have it.
right next to the smart water.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man. And question number 15 for 1, 2, 3, up to 4 points. How many TLC references can you remember Captain making?
Okay, so there's No Scrubs.
No Scrubs.
Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Yep.
I
can set the scene for you if you'd like.
He says one when Alan's like, at the end of the movie, he's like laying down.
Uh-huh.
And then Alan's just like, come on, it's not even funny anymore. And something like, jeez.
At that point, I think Captain is asking him to come back to work whenever you're ready, or they'd be happy to have him or something.
Right. He says, we'll do the paperwork for you or something. Like,
because you know what? And then he says,
like, we need our man back, or baby, bring your man back or something. I'm losing this one.
At that point, he says, ain't too proud to beg.
Ain't too proud to beg. Gah!
And there's one more in there. While at Bed Bath & Beyond, mm-hmm. You know, he says, I don't want no scrubs.
Yes.
But he also says he wants them to go in quiet like church mice.
Creep. He wants you to creep.
Whew. You got to creep.
You got to creep.
No one says creep twice unless they're referencing TLC.
That is such a fantastic running bit. That is under... appreciated by the masses.
Are you quoting TLC? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know that reference.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, you're absolutely right. You got 3 points there for Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, I Don't Want No Scrubs, and Creep Creep. Only one missing there, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. But that puts you at 19 for 15 right now.
Oof. Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
I have 5 hard questions left, starting with question number 16 for 2 points. Alan didn't play cops and robbers when he was a kid, but did what to his parents at what age? Question number 17. When the two cops are at the crime scene that Terry and Alan crash into, what's the good tweet one of them has? Question number 18. What's the movie where Meg Ryan meets a guy with poison ivy on his butt? Question number 19 for 2 points. Sheila used to be a dancer for who while finishing her residency where? And question number 20 for 3 points. Where did Alan take an online class in negotiating, and what two things does he need? Going back to question number 16, Alan didn't play cops and robbers when he was a kid, but did what to his parents at what age?
At the age of 11, he audited his parents, and there were some discrepancies. And I was grounded.
What are you, man?
Such an Alan answer. Like, who are you?
Oh, man. Question number 17. When the other two cops are at the crime scene that Terry and Alan crash into, what's the good tweet one of them has?
Okay, so it is between Rob Riggle and Coach.
Yep.
Who...
Again, just perfect in these roles, too.
Yeah, oh my gosh, man.
Them at the school explaining what they do to kids.
Haunting. Okay, gosh.
It ends with LOL.
It does end with LOL. He says, like...
pretty much just saying their location.
Oh, man. LOL. Nah, it's gone. It's fleeting.
All right. The good tweet was, at the crime scene, LOL.
Of course. Dang it.
Good tweet. Question number 18. What's the movie where Meg Ryan meets a guy with poison ivy on his butt?
Is it She's Got Mail?
She's Got Mail is correct.
Which is so wrong.
Tom Hanks didn't have that. Oh, yes, he did. I have yet to see She's Got Mail, and I've been dying to because I want to understand what they're talking about here, or if they're talking about anything in particular.
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, I think I would remember a scene with poison ivy down someone's behind. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I'm wondering if there's a scene maybe where he's just like really fidgety in a seat, or what could be the reason that they think this?
It could be. I only know about the other guys. I don't know about any other movie.
Well, moving on to question number 19 here. Sheila used to be a dancer for who while finishing her residency? Where?
Now this, like, I when I heard this question, I was frightened because I 100% don't know. I'm going to need hints upon hints on this one.
All right. I can give you one at least here.
Okay.
The team that she was a dancer for was also one of the places that Terry and Alan was bribed to go.
Okay, so it is, I think it's a baseball team?
I think it's basketball.
Basketball. Oh. Is it the Knicks?
The Knicks is correct.
Okay, it's the Knicks. And then what medical school?
Residency where, I know this is a South American country.
Nah, it's gone. I don't want to waste your time. It's gone.
No worries. Columbia Hospital.
Of course. Okay.
You do get a point for Knicks, though, and I have to say, this whole thing with Sheila was amazing.
You come in here dressed like a hobo. yeah, and how Mark Wahlberg's character is just like, don't talk to her like that. Like, she's beautiful. Like, who are you? Is this a joke?
Oh, that's my wife. No, really, who is that?
No, really, who is that, Alan?
And them saying goodbye at the end. Bye, Sheila.
Bye, Sheila. Bye, Sheila.
I don't think you heard me. Bye, Al. Bye, Terry.
If you need me to look after Sheila, I will drop everything and go to her.
I don't know why you're saying this like it's a predetermined thing. Oh, man. And our very last question, number 20 for 3 points. Mm-hmm. Where did Alan take an online class in negotiating, and what does he need?
He needs a bullhorn and a priest.
Yep.
And he learned it at the University of Phoenix online?
Absolutely correct. Online at the University of Phoenix, and he needs a priest and a bullhorn.
And he finds an ice cream truck.
Oh, man. Well, that's game with a score of 26 out of 20. Congratulations, Greg.
Oh, my gosh. I was sweating bullets during, before, and probably after. When we end this call, I will be having flashbacks.
Of how well you did?
Of just how nervous I was. I mean, I love this movie, and to be quizzed upon it is almost a rite of passage. I feel like I can make a shirt now that says I've been quizzed on the other guys, and I did pretty dang good.
Well, before we get too far, I do have a bonus episode for you as well.
Great.
With a couple more questions. But before we get there, would you like to plug your stuff?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I've listened to your entire back catalog, and you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
I love hearing people get quizzed on movies and TV shows that they've loved, and when people stumble on it and just the frustration, I mean, it's just so much fun to hear. And when they get a successful answer, the joy that they give, oh my gosh, it's really fun to listen to. So I really do genuinely love what you're doing.
Wow, thank you so much.
As far as our show, on any of the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just search at First Issue Club. You'll find us. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/First Issue Club. We are on a summer break because it's summertime, so we're going to be back in late August. But we just want people to have a safe place to come talk about comic books. And if you want that, come over and join us. We love talking to new people. We love talking to older readers as well. So all are welcome over at the First Issue Club.
And again, links to all of Greg's stuff are in the show notes. So be sure to check him out where all his stuff is.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
We are about to record a bonus episode. So if you'd like to check that out, you can listen to all the bonus episodes on Patreon for just $2 a month. Head on over to iTunes to drop a rating and tell someone you know about the show. It would really mean a lot. Lastly, if you have questions of your own or answers to any of mine, feel free to email me at tbtriviapod@gmail.com or reach out on any of the socials at tbtriviapod. Greg, thank you again so much for being here. It was so much fun recording with you.
I had an absolute blast. Thank you again for having me. And yeah, what a wonderful time. Desk pop.
Listeners, thank you. And stay tuned for more trivia.